Oxfam has just shipped in supplies for about 70,000 people, water and sanitation supplies largely, to be set up in refugee camps along the border with Cote d'Ivoire in Liberia. So it's everything from hygiene kits to latrine slabs to drilling equipment. And this is really to make sure that the refugees who need looked after along the border in the camps have all the sanitary facilities that will keep them healthy.
Where are the camps located? Where are you bringing the supplies?
Currently, the refugees are spread across the border. The largest amounts are in Nimba County, but there are increasingly more refugees coming through other parts along the border. They're currently quite dispersed, but the movement to get them towards refugee camps that are currently being set up. And Oxfam's very involved in the setup of those camps, and especially in making sure that water and sanitation supplies are provided to refugees.
What is the condition of the refugees crossing the border?
At the moment, a lot of refugees are crossing the border fleeing from violence and fear of violence in Cote d'Ivoire. There's obviously levels of distress and confusion and a real need for protection, for security, but also the basics of food, shelter, water, sanitation and hygiene. So at the moment, quite a lot are being looked after in host communities, which themselves have very poor facilities. Others are spread around in makeshift shelters around forests and other areas along the border. So there's a real problem about getting supplies and getting good food and water and sanitation to people who are dispersed and also people who are quite close to the fighting in the border. So there's a real need to get them into secure camps where they can be provided with the facilities they need. So it's quite serious right now, and there's a real need for action to make from NGOs, from donor governments, from UN agencies to really make sure that this effort stepped up and people get everything that they need.
Oxfam says it has deployed humanitarian experts to the worst affected areas and is planning to provide seeds and agricultural support to families hosting the refugees. Can you tell us about that?
So we're providing support to two different groups of people. One is those crossing the borders who are in need of urgent assistance themselves in security and shelter and water and sanitation. Many, many of them, tens of thousands of them, have been received by host communities and villages along the borders who themselves are already struggle with issues of water, sanitation and good food supply. So whilst they've been welcomed and they've been looked after very generously and very impressively by these host communities, these communities will feel distressed and they will themselves need support. And so Oxfam is involved working with other partners to make sure that they receive those facilities, that they receive food supplies, that they receive all the care and support that they need as well.